wanted to visit with you a little bit. I had seen a report over the weekend talking a little bit about school districts across Minnesota that are struggling to hire and retain teachers. And one of the areas that caught my interest was rural Minnesota, because that's where majority of our listening audience is. Wanted to visit with you a little bit. Could you tell us a little bit about this and what you're seeing and hearing?
Yeah, so we are experiencing a teacher shortage across Minnesota. This is particularly more difficult in our areas that are in rural Minnesota that may be more regionally isolated. So they have experienced and shared with me that even in the elementary grades, they're having difficulty finding teachers, and typically they have a lot of applicants in those areas. But for many years, we've been putting out a supply and demand report showing the hard-to-staff areas like math and science or special education or some areas specific to a particular areas of career and technical education. But more recently, we've been seeing it really across the board.
And is there anything behind this that you feel? What's driving this?
I think there are a couple things. The first being that, you know, Minnesota has a really low unemployment rate. So there's a competitive workplace out there. And I think that many other careers pay better than we pay our teachers. And I think the second reason is that, you know, since the No Child Left Behind Act, you know, people's views of our schools, our public schools, has shifted, and sometimes the blame lands on the floor of the teacher. And I think that's unfair. I think we have great public schools across the state and hardworking teachers who do great things with our kids, but sometimes the rhetoric around our public schools is an unfair one that then discourages younger folks from wanting to go into teaching. And then I think the third reason is, you know, teaching is hard. You know, working with children all day requires a special kind of patience and a special kind of person who just loves children and loves to be around them all day. So sometimes folks like to work with technology or like to manufacture and make things, but when you're a teacher, you're in the people development business.
And is there any region or part of the state that we're seeing struggling more so than other areas of the state?
Well, I think our areas that are more regionally isolated are struggling more because, you know, they have less economic activity. I think millennials and that group of age group where you would have and expect newer teachers to come from, somewhere around 24 to age, you know, 30, you know, they're selecting other careers and more areas that have greater cultural opportunities for them. And sometimes some of our rural areas have been hit pretty hard by the economic downturn. And things like local movie theaters or local museums or cultural centers have been closed, unfortunately, due to some of the economic downturn in some of our rural areas. And so a rural revitalization is needed.
And that's what, so you hit on the millennials a little bit. So do you think we're seeing kind of a generational shift of teachers, so to speak?
I do think that. I think that our millennials are very connected with one another, very socially engaged, culturally aware and active individuals, and they don't see teaching as a career like I once did, you know, almost 30 years ago, where you go into it and you expect to be in teaching your entire life. And so I think that the new millennials, you know, are selecting multiple careers, many different interests that they have. Because of their broader experience.
And Commissioner, my last question for you today. You know, obviously, you talked a little bit about low unemployment, and then we have a number of baby boomers that are going to be retiring. Does this concern you that this shortage could even go deeper?
Yeah, I do think that it will really impact our ability to provide an excellent education to all of our youngest Minnesotans. But I do believe that, you know, the governor has been proposing and proposed last session as well some tuition reimbursement. We have some specific grants to increase our diversity with the American Indian Teacher Grant, as well as support for some of our universities that have a collaborative urban educator grant for diversifying our teacher workforce. And I think some of these initiatives, and then also support for Grow Your Own programs within school districts so that teachers can identify students who are interested in public service, interested in working with children, and help them enter into the field. And so some of those innovative programs, I think, are going to help us to address the shortage we may have from some of those boomers retiring.
All right. Well, lots of great information. Commissioner, anything else you wanted to add today that maybe I didn't hit on?
Well, I just think we have a lot of great, hardworking teachers out there getting it done for our kids every single day. And remember, 90% of our parents choose our public schools. And I think that we need to be sure that the state steps in right now and provides extra assistance to ensure we have high-quality teachers for every single one of our kiddos.